Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. The full moon in Pisces is always magical and mysterious and sometimes confusing, and I'm sure all of that will be true for this one. Yet, with the revolutionary trickster Uranus standing by, there will be windows, portals, doorways, opportunities opening all over the place for us. In my overview, I'm encouraging us to look at our visions for the future and consider whether where we find ourselves currently is really where we want to be. And yet it's worth remembering that a full moon in Pisces offers many visions, many dreams, some of which are beautiful in and of themselves, some of which we may not understand the meanings of for many years to come. So let's dive into the overview, but keep our minds and hearts open. The full moon arrives late Tuesday in Western time zones, very early on Wednesday here in the Eastern US, and later into the morning in Europe and to the East. If your skies are clear Tuesday night, the view should be beautiful. So much is held within this full moon. It's Pisces, of course, so in one sense, the entire cosmos is here. Imagine this full moon as a time for connection, for each of us within ourselves, us to other people, us to other than human kin, us to the gorgeous planet we live on, us to all that is. The sun at 10 Virgo gazes full face at the moon at 10 Pisces. This is the opposition, and we can see it instead as what happens when we gaze fully at someone, not from the side, not at an angle, but full on, sharing and receiving. 10 degrees, you say. Doesn't that mean? Yes. Yes, it does. The key aspect to this full moon is a trine to the sun and sextile to the moon from Uranus at 10 Taurus. Here we have the key. The trickster revolutionary is opening doors like crazy for us. Which ones will we step through? Uranus wants us to become who we truly and wholly are. They won't force it, though. We need to choose. Hint, not choosing is a choice. A Pisces full moon always holds out options for zoning out in all the ways we do that, including spiritual bypass, addictive patterns, and for those of us with enough privilege, just not paying attention. This Pisces moon offers a window through which we glimpse a new world, a new earth. What does your best, healthiest, most joyous vision for the future look like? Can you connect to at least a few qualities that future would have? As we do this, we're not meant to forget our current situations. Planets in and around 25 degrees will remind us. Venus in Cancer sits opposite Saturn, Pluto only 3 degrees away. Mercury in Virgo applies to sextile Venus, and trine Saturn, having just left a trine to Pluto. Mercury also applies to square the nodes of the moon. With Venus, we care deeply. We feel vulnerable. We are wounded. We're prepared to do whatever it takes to build safe, sane communities for those we care about. We can default to narrow definitions of who deserves our care, or we can reach out our arms to include more. We can cling to old values, or look beyond habits to the foundations of what we need and what truly works. With Saturn, we know building anything worthwhile is hard, takes dedication, calls for patience. We can stand within existing structures and pledge to defend them no matter what. Or we can see what is not working and choose the harder tasks of dismantling and rebuilding. Pluto makes sure we see what's not working, even when that seeing is painful and frightening. Mercury in Virgo opens us to new ways of thinking. Some would say Virgo is anxious and therefore not innovative. Instead, I would say Virgo's deepest commitment is to what works. If what is happening is not effective, Virgo is ready to find what is, step by step. This careful, practical Mercury has approaches that can help us. We can't forget Mars at 27 Aries, sitting with Black Moon Lilith and Eris at 24. Venus moves toward a square with Mars, signaling our need to take action on issues of care, support, protection, safety. This is fierce mama bear energy, ready to burn through obstacles. The aspects to the nodes of the moon from Mercury and Mars tie all of this to unfolding fate. We could call it karma just as easily. The choices we make will absolutely affect how things unfold. So we come back to the full moon and look again at the Virgo-Pisces connection and the presence of Uranus in Taurus. Full moons bring illumination. This full moon will light up where we are now in our future visioning. How dark are your current visions? A bleak outlook is totally understandable, but is it where you want to be? This is not about avoiding problems. There are many, and we need to address them. But is your orientation fatalistic and resigned, or ready to do the work it will take to mend and create? Where do you find hope, solace, healing, community? These are places we look to as we think about and feel our way into a better brighter, more just, and sustainable world. Each of us has many choices. There are fabulous days and horrible ones. This year has been expert at triggering all the difficult emotions. And many of us are also finding and creating new bonds, new communities, new practices to support us moving toward positive change and goals we value. At the full moon, glowing in the early September sky, notice what comes up for you. Your thoughts, emotions, fantasies, impulses will all let you know what's trending in your psyche. Are you good with what you experience? If not, check in with Uranus. This full moon time offers windows opening on other visions, brighter, darker, warmer, colder, different. We choose the vision we'll commit to, work toward, believe in, act on. It's up to each of us. The Pisces moon reminds us we're all connected. Within that cosmic community, Uranus says we are each revolutionary creators. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, hoping you get a glimpse of what's going to be a gorgeous full moon in visionary Pisces, surrounded by earth signs, informed by the revolutionary trickster. We really are offered an opportunity here, and I hope we can each take it by paying attention to where we are and then dialing in something new if we're not satisfied with our current vision. Stay safe, and as always, thank you for listening.